Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 107, mitzvah Kuf Zayin. As we continue in Parsha Kisisa, we now have three mitzvos related to the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil that was used in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. We'll see why it was used, but today is the mitzvah of, as we'll see, making it and using it. The next mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Ches, next week's mitzvah will be the Isser of smearing it on you if it's a place where it shouldn't be smeared on, a czar is smearing it, and number three, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 days, the mitzvah of not making it for a reason other than using it for the Shemen HaMishcha in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. Okay, if you start off with the Psukim, to see, if you have in the beginning of Kisisa, of course we had the first section is the Machzor HaShekel, that was one mitzvah. The next section was washing the hands, the Kiyar, that was the next mitzvah we did yesterday. And today we have Yedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. V'yata, sometimes we like, we're Maver Sedra, and we don't like focus on the Psukim, with the Psukim, like, we just run. But if you look at the Psukim are clear. Kach Lecha, B'samim Rosh Mar Dror Chamesh Mios, you have to take B'samim Rosh, special spices, four spices. There are four spices listed here. Mar Dror, Mordechai, as a perm related. Mar Dror, Kinmon Besem, Kine Bosem, and Kida. These are four spices that we grind up and we put them with Shemen Zayis Hin. A Hinim of Shemen Zayis. So Shemen Zayis, these four spices, you mix it all together, and then you have a beautiful, sweet-smelling oil mixture. Vasiso so Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, and it's holy oil. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihyeh. And what do we use it for? The Psukim just tell us. Umashachto so as all Moed Vesarana Edis. How do you sanctify the Mishkan? You sanctify it by sprinkling it with oil. The Olam Moed, the Aron, the Es HaShulchan, Ves Kol Kelav, Ves HaMenorah, Ves Kelav, Ves Mizbach HaKtar, Ves Mizbach HaOlav, Ves HaKiyor. All the Kelim get sprinkled with Shemen HaMishcha. The Kidasho, Usama, Yu Kodesh Kadashim, Kol Anugi Abhem Yikdash. And then, not only the Kelim, Ves Aron, Ves Banav, Timshach. Aaron and his sons get nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, v'kidashta usam l'chahenli, and that sanctifies them. And then, we'll get back to this, v'el b'nei Yisrael t'daber limar, shemen mishchas kodesh yihi yazeh li l'dorosechem. This shemen will be to me forever, l'dorosechem. Says Rashi on the pasuk, mikan lamdu raboseinu lomar, this is what it says in Harios, shekulo kayam lasil lavo. The oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made never ran out and still is buried now. But it never ran out. It replenished itself b'derech nes. That's what it means. Shemen mishchas kodesh yezeli l'dorosechem. This is all what we've just read. The first six psukim in the section. This is today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah of making and anointing with the Shemen HaMishcha. The next pasuk mentions the next two mitzvahs, not al b'sar adam lo yisach, you're not allowed to smear it on a person that's not supposed to be sprinkled on, u'b'mas kunto lo sasu kamon, you can't make it in the exact measurements. Okay, but that's the mitzvah. So now we get into the Sefer HaChinuch. What's the mitzvah? La'asos Shemen HaMishcha, to make this special oil that you use for anointing, al ha'inyan shetzifsa ha'torah la'soso. In the areas where the Torah says to use it, Shene'emar va'asisa oso shemen mishchas kodesh. Use it, make it. Sheyihye muchan limshoach bo kol kohen gadol sheyismaneh, so that it is ready to be able to anoint every kohen gadol that is appointed. Kohanim gadolim are appointed. A kohen head yod is automatic. Your father's a kohen, you're a kohen. Kohen gadol was appointed. All of Klal Yisrael were involved, the Sanhedrin was involved, so when he was appointed, he was also anointed. Kemoshe Kasuv, as the pasuk says elsewhere, V'hakohen ha-gadol asher yutzak al rosho, Shemen HaMishcha, that is poured on, it said Shemen HaMishcha. So Kohanim Gedolim are anointed with the Shemen. The pasuk says Vezbanav also, but it's talking about the children of Aaron HaKohen, the Kohanim Gedolim. Let's just read the whole paragraph, and then we'll talk about each of the details. V'chein Moshchin Boksas HaMalachim. Also included in this mitzvah say are certain kings, Malchei Yehuda, as we'll see, were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. V'chein gam kein mashku bo ha-kelem shal beis ha-mikdash. Also the kelem, as we just read in the psukim, were anointed. V'lo yitztarchu limshoach la'asid. In the future, we will not have to anoint them. Ela b'avodis kadashu. There's also another way for them to become sanctified through their avoda. What's called in the Gemara, avodasan mechanchasan. Their avoda is mechanich them and sanctify them. But there is this mitzvah to make the shemen and to anoint any new kelim and any new kohen gadol. Okay, let's talk about the mitzvah for a couple of minutes. The language of the chinuch here is la'asos shemen ha-mishcha, to make the shemen ha-mishcha. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, it also says that there too. The beginning, the first halach in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, mitzvah zaseh la'asos shemen ha-mishcha, sheyehe muchan l'dvarim shetzrichin mishicha bo. As the chinuch said, right, it's a mitzvah to make the shemen to be able to be used. Shenamar v'yasiso oso shemen mishchas kodesh. V'kacha asa Moshe Rabbeinu Amidbar. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took these four spices, he took oil, he mixed them up. By the way, one of the spices is mor, which we discussed a few days ago when we discussed Ktores, the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, what is mor? The Rambam says it comes from a chaya that comes from India. And the Ravid said it sounds like a non-kosher animal. How can you use a non-kosher animal? That's going into the Ktores. So the Radvaz there that we mentioned then says, maybe who says it's not kosher? First of all, even if it is not kosher, when it's pulverized and it's used in Ktores, it doesn't have the status of the not kosher animal anymore. And number two, maybe it's a kosher animal. So who says? Either that was one of the spices, it was all mixed in together. So the Rambam and the Chinuch both use the word la'asos. There is a problem though. What I just mentioned, and that is the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made lasts forever. There will never be another time when we will need to make the shemen. The question then is, how could there be a mitzvah to make the Shemen HaMishcha? Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and it's there forever, and we never have to make it again. But Derech Neis, it stays. So how could there be a mitzvah? The Rambam writes in Shoresh Shlishi, as we mentioned in the past, a part of an ingredient for the definition of a mitzvah is that it has to be eternal. If there's a mitzvah that's only for a temporary time period, it's not a mitzvah. B'nai Yisrael not being able to leave their house the night of Pesach and Mitzrayim, don't leave your house, that's one of the 613. No. That's just then. I'll tikshu Elisha before Har Sinai. Is that a mitzvah daraisa? No, it's only a temporary mitzvah. Any of the temporary commands, not going on to Har Sinai, it's a temporary mitzvah. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah. Mitzvahs, by definition, have to be eternal. So that the Rambam says then, Shorash Shlishi, Shein Roy Limnos Mitzvos, Shein August Ladaros. You don't use mitzvahs you don't list mitzvos that are noheg, that are not noheg ladoris. And he gives many examples. If our talk, I'm king to Lassane to Peshar Shazet. Many have mixed mistakes. Umana ba versha docha katzorech, vlo yavo liros kavalat sakodesh. When the Levium carry the kalim in the midbar, you shouldn't look under the kalim when they're not covered. That's an asedar, right? This is daraisa for doris? No, that was only during the midbar when they carried it. Umana vlo yavot od akasuba Levium. Vilo gamkin, lo yunogos, kimba midbar. Right, but there is hints. It says the Rambam, you should never count something that is not forever. Also, kachtin senes hamon, take a bottle and put it, of mon and put it by the aron. That's also not counted, right? Because that's not a permanent mitzvah. So asks the Minchas Chinuch right here. Minchas Chinuch is putting it together. He asks it implicitly, not explicitly, but implicitly in Os Aleph. He says, so what's the mitzvah here? There's never going to be a mitzvah again to make the shemen because Moshe made it. It's finished. So you have to give two answers. The Minchas Chinuch answer is that because the mitzvah doesn't only include the making it, it includes also the anointing. So you're right, the making will never be able to be fulfilled, but the other part of the mitzvah is to use it to anoint. And that'll be forever. That we've done throughout the generations when we had it during Bayis Rishon, and that we're going to do. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says at the end of the first paragraph. Imkei lo nistav el Moshe Rabbeinu, lasos HaShemen. Well, right, to call Kayam Lasalabo, Vagami, Mrs. Asaya, no Megas Ladoros, Lim Shoach Koanim, Umoachim Gabazah Shemin, Vagami Lasalabo, Alkini, Mitzvah no Megas Ladoros. You know why it's Ladoros? Because you're going to use it. Not because you're going to make it again, because you're going to use it. That is the Minchas Chinuch's answer. Rav Soloveitchik, a couple of Rav Soloveitchiks today. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in one of the Masorah journals in Chelek Tezayin on page Nun Dalid. He says it's a different answer. He says, so what that Moshe Rabbeinu made it? There are a lot of mitzvahs that we can't do. But that doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah ladoros. It just means that the mitzius is not there for us to do it. For example, we discussed a couple of days ago, right? There is a mitzvah that one has to wipe out the seven nations. Hachrim tachrimim. You have to wipe out the seven nations that live in Eretz Yisrael. How can you do that today? So the Rambam, you can't do it today. Why? Because Bizman HaTanach, Sancherev, was mevav by all the nations. He was mevav by all the nations, so you're never going to get to do this. How could this be a mitzvah? What's the answer? The answer is because even though even though there are no nations anymore. But if there would be a nation, the mitzvah would still be intact. And so it's just that the mitzius of the mitzvah doesn't exist. But inherently, in halachic reality, the mitzvah still exists. We just can't do it. It's similar to, we don't have a beis hamik, we don't have a mizbeach, so you can't build a, bring karbanos. But that's what the Rambam says, beferish. The Rambam says that in Asei Kuf Pei Zayin, laharok shiva amamin, ula abdam, tzivui nistavinu bo, vahu melchemes mitzvah, vianachnu mitzuvim lachateit acharem uluradfam, b'chol dar vadar, achi yikov alishar mimena ish. V'chein asino, that's what we did until Sancheref. V'lo ba'avur shenichrusu tihyeh ha-mitzvah shenitztavinu lahargam biltino heges ladaros. V'yafilo achar kalasam v'avdam. V'vini she'elu ha-mitzvahs einan kinikshoros bizman v'lo b'makam yuchad. Aval em nikshoros bo kol zman she'yipsa. It's based on the, if there is one, then you have to do it. And that's always, whenever there is one. So says the Rav, it's the same thing here. If there is a lack of Shemen HaMishcha, you have to make Shemen HaMishcha. So what that Moshe Rabbeinu's is always there? That doesn't mean, that's just like the Shema Avim not being there. Says the Rav, Dafilu mitzvah asi Shemen HaMishcha no hekas ladoros. Mashlo asu bizman bayisheni, v'chulu, shekoz matcha Shemen shaso Moshe kayam, harei ze poter, v'oser milaso Shemen HaMishcha acher. Once Moshe's is there, then you're not allowed to make anymore. The Moshe's is buried, okay, but you still can't make anymore, because it's still there, we just can't find it. But you're not going to make it anymore until Moshe's runs out. It's never going to run out? Okay. But still, inherently, the mitzvah is there forever. In Achinami, Ikol HaShemet Shazam Moshe, if somehow Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemet would run out, Hayachiyev L'doros L'asosa, you got to make it. Rak Denomer Avtacha, there's just a promise that it will never run out. But either way, this mitzvah is knowing L'doros. There's two answers we have to the question. Aye, B'derech Neit is always going to be there. We have the Minchas Chinuch's answer, and we have Rev Soloveitchik's answer. Good. Weiter. Misharshia mitzvah. I'm sorry. There's more to discuss in the first paragraph before we move on. So the Shemen HaMishcha is used both to anoint a Kohen Gadol and also to anoint kings. To anoint kings. Anointing, the Achronim discuss, I'll leave it to you, I'll read it to you from a Soloveitchik. Anointing always reflects a new status of the person. That's what anointing does. Even by Kalim. They are now kedush. They are now klei shares. Before they were anointed, they were stam kalim. Now they are klei shares. Once somebody is anointed, they have a new status. So you could say, fine, by Kohen Gadol, new status, new halachas. Kohen Gadol has a new isurim that apply to him, and new mitzvahs that apply to him. Does it also apply to a king? Yes. A king also gains a new status. Rav Soloveitchik writes this in Rishima Shiurim in Shvuas, Daf Lamed Aleph. Bi'arno l'malo she'melech mahavim minui v'chalosh shem begavra ha'miskadish b'kdushas melech. There's a chalosh shem, there's a new status of a king. When a king is anointed, he has a new status. How do you know that? The Rav's Ryan number one, that he's nimshach b'shem ha'mishcha. He quotes his grandfather Reb Chaim. U'bi'er agrach, she'mishicha b'shem ha'mishcha mikadeshes b'kdushas haguf olamis. U'kidachazinan midik kohen gadol sha'av. Just like a Kohen Gadol. Let's say a Kohen Gadol gets sick. A Kohen Gadol gets tummy. So you stick in another Kohen Gadol to take his place. What happens when the first Kohen Gadol comes back? The Kohen Gadol, the substitute Kohen Gadol, always has the status of Kohen Gadol. He doesn't do the Avoda. But many halachas apply to him for the rest of his life. Because once he achieved that status, he achieves it. That's it. That's it. He can't tear his clothing. He's not Matami Lekrovim. He's Muzar on Absula. All of his halachas apply. Because once he's anointed, the Kohen Gadol, that's a status. So says Rav Soloveitchik as well, says, quoting his grandfather, Reb Chaim, a king is anointed, so a king also has a status. Where else do you see this? The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a Rambam that we all know. The Rambam that quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says there are three crowns that the Jewish people have. Bishlosha Ksarim Nechtru Yisrael. What three crowns? Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, and Keser Malchus. Why is it called a crown? And the Rambam continues, Keser Kahuna, Zachal Aaron Uvanath, Keser Malchus, David HaMelech. Keser Torah is Munach for everybody. What does it mean, crowns? Why do Chazal in Pirkei Avos? And the Rambam uses the term crown, because a crown symbolizes that there's a status upon you. We have a status when a person puts a crown on. V'nira shekolechan me'aksar mi'atzeg chalos kedusha mi'uchedes begavra. Kedushas kahuna brura, umavur, a kohen. And even a melech. But the Chiddush here is even a Talmud Chacham. Torah sanctifies a person. Torah makes a new status, like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. Anyone who accepts upon themselves to carry the yoke of Torah, they are as if they are in Shevet Levi. That's the Rambam. And so to a king, Melech Neskadish Vektusha Miuchadis Benosefes, like it says, the Rambam quotes, like it says by Shmuel, when Shmuel anointed Shaul HaMelech, what did it say right after he anointed him? V'tzolcha Alecha Ruach Hashem, or this is what he's going to say, the Ruach Hashem will be upon you, v'hisnabisa imam, v'nehefachta le'ish acher. That's the language of the Navi. You, Shaul, will become a different person. Tim Bezram on Sunday, we'll talk about Shaul. He was a king, but how did he get Nimshach? He wasn't a Melech from Yehuda. So Bezram, we'll talk about that next week. But that's the Meshicha B'Shem and Amichav. Change Shaul to an Ishacher. V'hishrita Alav Madregas Nevua. That is a status, but that's what this mitzvah is about. Mitzvah is about the Sheban HaMishcha creating a new status on a person. And it's used for a Kohen Gadol, it's used for the Kalim, and it's used for Milachim. Viter. Misharshia mitzvah. Now we have the Shorish behind the mitzvah. Sheratza Hakel Barachu Shinase Pula Banafsho Seinu. Hashem wanted us to do something. Biyom Shinawe. Shenis Lischanech Bekavar Avodah Sakadosha. When somebody reaches the ultimate level in Avodah, in being the ultimate servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toreb Banu Gedula Veshevach. That will reflect in him greatness and reason to be praised. V'zehu Meshichas Hashem, and that's oil. L'fi she'inyan ha-Meshicha b'shemen ha-tov, lo ya'asu rak malachim b'sar magdolim. Who uses oil? Who's anointed? Even outside the Jewish world, right? You're anointed with special oils. That's what inspires people. V'gam yisod ha-mitzvah, and also, li'osa muchan b'bayis l'es ha-tzarach. Also, to make the oil, to always have it when it's needed. L'ma'alas ha-makom. For the goblets of the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Always has everything ready. Ki yadu al derech mashar. Ki mima'alas balas abayis hanichbad. Lios mucher abayis kalat sarechba. It's always great to go to the houses that you always know have all the supplies. They never run out of anything. That's a great house. It's a certain neighbor that we have. A certain this, a certain that. Whatever it is that somebody has. If you go to a certain, they always know that they're always stocked. The Beis HaMikdash should always be stocked. That's why there's a mitzvah to make the Sheman HaMishcha. Not only to use it. Oh, I forgot to mention. I'm sorry, going back for a minute. This is why the Rambam, relating to the first point that we mentioned, it's not only mitzvah to make it, but if you look in the Rambam, in this mitzvah chaf, here it is. If you look in the Rambam here, in mitzvah, I'm sorry, mitzvah lamed hey, the mitzvah of Shemana Mishcha, the Rambam's Lashon is not like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, and not like the Chinuch says here. The mitzvah is, Shetzivanu Sheyihielanu Shemen Asui Al Maskones HaMiyuchad. The mitzvah is to have oil ready to use. Not dafka, to make the oil. To make sure it's ready to use. That's what the Chinuch is saying here. It always should be supplied. That's, by the way, is a third answer to the question of, Moshe Rabbeinu made it. The mitzvah isn't to make it. It's to make sure that it is made. So, as long as I make sure that it's made, I fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa. That's a third answer that you could give based on the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah. Sheyihi alonu, not dafka, to make it when it's not there. But if it's there, the mitzvah is to just make sure that it stays there. Good. Dini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Kigon. Maisa Shemekezenasa, how do you make it? As we read the psukim. Mor v'kinamon kida chamesh v'yoshekel mikol echad. These spices. Ela shekinamo nishka bein shtei pamim laharbospo shtei achros. You have to measure it twice. Vikina. Vikina bosem chamisha masayim shekel. These four spices. Mor, kinamo, kida, and kina. Vikula nimsam v'yei hodu. They're all found in India. Vishemen zayis shirhin. And you take a hin of oil. Shushne maselug. V'yachar sheyizbashel hakol kedik tzarcho. After you cook everything properly. Chozer hakol lemidas hashemen shushne maselug. It all, after you cook it, it all ends up being 12 lug. V'simen yihiyah zeh. Zeh is going to be 12. Okay, so that's how you know it should be 12. V'noeges bizman abayis. The mitzvah saseh applies bizman abayis. V'hu v'hi mi'a mitzvos ha-mutalos ala tzibur k'mo binyan abayis v'keleh. It's a mitzvah that's on the tzibur, just like the binyan abayis. Two important discussions in the Minchas Chinuch. Number one is in Os Vav. Os Vav, says the Minchas Chinuch. V'ayumosh chen adaris kohen gadol. The Kohen Gadol is anointed for generations via filu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. Even if a Kohen Gadol is the son of a Kohen Gadol, that second Kohen Gadol requires Meshicha. It's not past Birusha. Kuhuna Gedola is not past Birusha. Malchus is past Birusha. A Melech ben Melech does not need Meshicha. Maybe if there's a fight. But if there's no fight, that's what he discusses in the next page, which we're not going to get to. But if there's no fight, so then, a melech does not need, but a Kohen Gadol always needs, because a melech, a Kohen Gadol, has to be appointed. And if he has to be appointed, then he has to be anointed. And then he discusses how is it done. So there's an important machlokas Rambam Ravid, which he mentions here in Osvav. That is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash in Perek Dalid. Perek Dalid says the Rambam. So what do you do to the Kohen Gadol? There are two elements. How we make a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol. We anoint him and we give him the 8 special clothings, or the 4 extra special clothings. Says the Rambam. Ketzad mar ben osobe begadim, lo beishmone begadim, uposhtan vechozer velofshan lamachar shivas yamim yoachar yom. For a week straight, he puts on the clothes, he takes them off. He puts them on, he takes them off. For a week straight. Ukeshem sheribu begadim zayin, kach meshicha b'shemen shiva yom achar yom. You also anoint him day after day after day. 7 straight days you anoint the Kohen Gadol and he wears the special clothing. V'yim avad, Kodem she Yisrabe begadim kol shiva, and then the Rambam adds, if he does the avoda before he wears the begadim for 7 days, o kodem she yimsha kol shiva, or before he has a whole week, avodosa avodaso kshera. The Rambam paskins the avoda is still kosher. It is clear why hoven esrabo nimshach pamachas nasa kohen gadol kol davar. Once he has it once, he's a kohen gadol. The other 6 are just lechadchila. It's clear from the Rambam that lechadchila, a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to do avoda of the Kohen Gadol until after the week. It's clear, the Rambam Sogan Ben B'dieved. The Ravid there says, I don't understand. If he's a Kohen Gadol already, he's a Kohen Gadol already. Why can't he do the avoda right away? Says the Rambam. Sorry, Nira Midvarv, says the Ravid. Nira Midvarv, Yamim Shahaya Bohema Mashiach Alohaya Obeid. It sounds like from the Rambam that he's not supposed to do the avoda of the Kohen Gadol during the days that he's getting anointed. The Ein Zemen Achachma. Doesn't make sense, says the Ravid. Why? Because right when you're in, like the Rambam says, Me Ikra Din, you're a Kohen Gadol, you're a Kohen Gadol, it's finished. Kishamru Nisrabe Shiva, Venimshach Shiva, De Be'inon Shiva Lechachila, Hani Mili Lavodas Yom Akipurim. Maybe Avodas Yom Kippur is different, says the Ravid. But it's Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Whether the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do an avoda during the time lechadchila or not. So many of the Achronim get involved in this. The Evan Azar, Rav Yisrael Zalman, has a beautiful thought where he says, what's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid? Right here in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, says the Rav Evan Azel, V'nira da Ravid Sover, Dolo Shayach Lechadchila Al Din Hechshero, Ela Sheish Mitzvah L'Rabos Oso Bebegadim Olamashcho Shiva. He doesn't say the words, but it sounds like what Rav Shechter likes to quote the Tosas at the end of Maseches Nida, Daf Samach Vavam Abayz, there can never be Lechadchila or B'dievitz when it comes to Matirs. Only by mitzvahs. By a mitzvah, this is the first simon in Ginas Egos, in Rav Shechter Sefer, this has a whole article about this. By a mitzvah, you could say, do the mitzvah in a lechadchila way, or in a b'dieved way. When it comes to a matir, like tevila, tevila is matir you. So, there's no lechadchila b'dieved, it's either matir or not matir. You can't say, oh, do a matir in a lechadchila way. No, why should there be a lechadchila? By mitzvahs, there could be lechadchila b'dieved. By matir, and there is none. So it sounds like where the Avin Azal, that's how he's explaining. According to the Ravid, becoming the Kohen Gadol is matiring you to do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. So once it happens, period. Day one. That's it. The Rambam must think that there's a mitzvah element here too. There's not just a matir element. And that's why there's a lechadchila way of becoming a Kohen Gadol, and a b'dieved way of becoming a Kohen Gadol. And again, this comes up in various cases. The Rosh Hashanah quotes in the beginning of the there in the Ginas Egos, he quotes Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is there a lechadchila to shech two simanim by an animal? Lechadchila, rov simanim. Rov of the cunt and the vesha, the windpipe and the food pipe. Is there a lechadchila to quote the whole? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What's the Machlokas about? Is shechita just a matir? If it's just a matir, so then, like the Ravid says, it's just a matir, it's not a mitzvah. The Ravid elsewhere says you shouldn't count b'shchit as a mitzvah. So then, there's only l'maisa, just do it. Just rove. If you say there's a mitzvah element, the Rambam holds that shchit is a mitzvah, one of the 613, so then maybe you would say there's a lechadchila way of doing it, but the Evan way of doing it, so that's what the Evan Azal says to explain this machlokas Rambam Ravid in Ozvav. One final point in Ozayin, the Minchas Chinuch, just a fascinating ha'ara. He talks about that the Kohen Gadol that is Nimshach for Milchama, there's a special Kohen Gadol called Meshuach Milchama, that he gives pep talks to the Am before they go out to war. Meshuach Milchama. There is no way for him to become a Kohen Gadol without having the oil. He can't do the avoda because he doesn't do avoda, besides Milchama. You can't say Milchama is avoda. Number two, he doesn't wear special begadim. He doesn't wear the 8 begadim. So the only way that a Kohen Gadol could become Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, that Kohen Gadol, is with the Shem and HaMishcha. Fine. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a tzorach iyun on Josephus. He quotes Josephus the historian, because Josephus talks about a certain Mashuach Melchama that took place during Bayis Sheni. During Bayis Sheni, there was no Shemana Mishcha. So how could you say that there was a Mashuach Melchama? There must not have been Mashuach Melchama. So says the Menachas Chinuch, Josephus must just be calling him the Mashuach Melchama, but he's just doing that as Derech Kavod. But he doesn't really mean it. Because it's impossible. Because Mashuach Melchama you only have with Shemana Mishcha. Shemana Mishcha was hidden during Bayis Rishon. You couldn't have had it during Bayis Sheni. Number one. If you look at Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik has a Chidush, writes in Chidushi HaGram VaHagrid, another one of the little Sfarim put out by the Rav's Torah, he quotes this Josephus, then he quotes them in Chaschinach, and he says, no, I think what Josephus must mean is a Lumdus. Is the Kohen Gadol allowed to do the job? Is the real Kohen Gadol allowed to do the job of a Mashuach Melchama? The answer is, says the Rav, I think yes. And that's what Josephus means here. That he did, the real Kohen Gadol did it, but he did it betoras Mashuach Melchama. The real Kohen Gadol is even greater, higher Kedusha than a Mashuach Melchama, a higher status. That's what I think Josephus means. That's what he's doing, what a Mashuach Melchama usually does. But not that he's calling him a Mashuach Melchama. You can look there in Kovetz Kedusha Torah, in the article titled, Be'inyanim Kohen Gadol, Kasher L'Kriyas HaParsha, Kamo Mashuach Melchama. Anyway, it's fascinating that Josephus is quoted by the Menachas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll talk more about some of the end issues, whether Mashiach's gonna be Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. We'll talk about that in the coming Shirim, which are also about Shem and Ha Mishcha.